At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got a little dizzy, but I'm okay. Anyway, oh my God. So let me just explain to y'all in case you don't know a lot about guns. There's a thing called the shotgun, right? And in the little casing, the thing you put in the gun, it can have anywhere from, like, I don't know, 7 little shots in it to 100 little shots in it, right? Like,
you mean the shell?
The shell, yeah. And it spreads out as you shoot it, right? Yeah. So I say to my kid, I'm going to get a shotgun. And because when I went to Lanai and I shot all those clays, the instructor was like, you're an amazing shot, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it wasn't just for a tip, right?
Yeah, it probably was.
And so I said to my kid, I go, I'm going to get a shotgun. The guy, and I want to start shooting clays because the guy was telling me I was an amazing shot and all this. And he goes, you do understand everybody's a great shot when they have a shotgun.
There you go. There
you go. Hard to miss.
It's
hard to miss.
Like, talk about, like, deflating me.
Bringing it right back down.
Like, thanks, son. Yeah. Man, just for a split second, and then nope. Wah, wah, wah. The joys of being a mother. Right? Yeah, so nice. All right, South Park, season 27 premiered last night, and people are raving about it. They're saying it was absolutely amazing. Here's just a little part of that.
Mr. President, sir, the Prime Minister of Canada is here to see you.
Mr. President, why are you placing these new tariffs on Canada? What are you, some kind of dictator from the Middle East?
A dictator from the Middle East? Hey, relax, guy. I'm just your average Joe. Take a rest.
The people of Canada will not be devalued like this.
Hey, come on. You don't want me to bomb you like I did Iraq.
I thought you just bombed Iran.
Iran, Iraq, what the hell's the difference? Relax, guy. Hey, what the f*** is this, Bennett?
This is the painting you asked for, sir.
Where's my...
People are so happy this is back.
I know.
They really are.
Yep. All right, so that premiered. And let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? We just love this. And so I know I've said it too much, but it really is exciting about Chapel and Chapel Roan. The Pink Pony Club has gone away, and instead we have a Saskatchewan song. It is amazing.
It's a good follow-up.
It really is. Yeah. And here's a little bit of that.
Hello?
Till you're just another girl on the subway.
That didn't take long, did it?
Yeah.
She was in Nashville for, what, a year?
Yeah, and then she moved
back to Canada.
Born to Saskatchewan. It's a tribute to Fozzie Bear, who also sings about Saskatchewan. Here he is.
California, here we come, up high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So savvy, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it.
I'm moving right along.
Dug-a-dum, dug-a-dum.
Hey, L.A., where have you gone?
Someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan.
There you go.
So that was really nice of her.
That's a big trend right now, this Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
Sticking that in songs.
Well, I just, yeah.
That's
just
a big deal.
Saskatchewan, yeah. It was amazing. All right, the other thing is I just got to hear a tutorial for about an hour from Carson about Tuesday's show, which was The Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, it was amazing.
Did you hear him going on and on and on?
Yeah, over and over again. I had to leave the room.
You left. You went to the bathroom.
I did.
You left me with him.
Well, old people's stories make me pee.
He was telling me how a 20-year-old hooked up with a 60-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was out of the room for that one.
Yeah.
Man, it was crazy. So this girl, her name's April. This woman, I should say. She's a golden. And I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
She's a golden.
Yeah.
Like a retriever?
No, they call them the
goldens. That's what that sounds like, though.
I know. But like when they came on the yacht, they were like, oh, the goldens are here. And like just hell broke loose on the beach, right? Everyone's just partying. The goldens getting trashed. And so this guy, Jonathan, he hasn't found a connection. He's so depressed. He's like 28, 29, whatever. And he's walking back to his room with his head held low. And all of a sudden, April, who's like 60, turns to him and says, second room on the right.
Nice.
Come on by.
What a move. Wow. And he went for it.
And Jonathan, they definitely hooked up because the next morning, she was like purring on him. Like,
purring. How do you purr on somebody?
I can't purr.
How do you purr?
But what
does that mean?
She was like rubbing. He was like a cat. You know how cats like come up to you and like rub against your leg? She was like rubbing up against his chest with her head. Like,
and you enjoyed a 64-year-old woman purring?
Hey.
That was like a big night for you or something?
Think about it. This is what his dating is. This is modern dating right now.
Yeah. Can you do your purring impression again?
No, I can't. I cannot purr.
You know what? That is actually, I don't think anybody can purr.
Yeah, I can't purr.
Yeah, I just sound like I'm gurgling.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, wow. Hello, sexy.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God.
I feel like playing Barry White right now.
My God, that was hot, by the way. Hot. Wednesday has been renewed by Netflix for season 3. The news comes just weeks ahead of season 2, part 1's arrival, August 6th. Season 2, part 2 will follow in September 3rd. You know, I never got into it.
I watched the first season.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's a great show.
It's a hit.
It is a hit.
People love it.
Post Malone's ex-fiance, Jamie Park, has dismissed her California custody case, effectively retracting her request for physical custody of their 3-year-old daughter. With the Los Angeles proceedings dropped, the custody fight will continue in Utah, where Post Malone initially filed. This move appears to benefit Post Malone because child support is much lower in Utah.
Yeah, it's a big win.
Yeah. I wonder if they had any kind of prenup or anything. I mean, they never got married. They were a fiance, but...
I don't know.
And what's the common law in that state,
too? I don't know either. Anyway, I am a big fan. I just saw this on the internet, and I'm going to be using it. And so just so you guys know, up your butt with a coconut will be a go-to, will be a go-to saying for me.
Jamie Patton right there.
Yeah.
I really like it. Don't you enjoy it?
Up your butt with a coconut?
Yeah,
well, enjoying it's not exactly the right answer, right, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's...
I like the phrase, okay?
Exactly.
We'll say that.
Okay, that's good. Let's see here. Everybody's happy. Everybody at Astronomy is happy that Ozzy Osbourne passed away. Andy and Kristen are super duper happy because we forgot about him.
No, the people at Astronomer, they're upset with it because they want to stay on the front page,
That's true.
It's the couple that was cheating happy that Ozzy passed.
They're
right.
Woo! They forgot about it.
But the Astronomer guy, that CEO, he's like, no, Ozzy, why'd you have to ruin the party?
James Cameron says he's making a nuclear bomb movie that'll be as Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan. James Cameron is making a new movie called Ghosts of Hiroshima, centered on the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It'll be graphic, emotional, and based on real survivor stories. There's one particular survivor who survived both blasts. Cameron says it'll be as raw and powerful as Schindler's List and no holding back on the horror.
I think it's going to be great.
I
big.
Yeah.
Anything he touches just about, you know?
I'm still like really mad I haven't seen F1. I have to be honest with you.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go. A couple in like next week. I'm going to go.
What was that sentence?
Why next week? Why not this week?
Well, just because the wife and the daughter, they're going to be out of town again. So I'm going to go with my mom. But Bree hates going to movies. So I got to go to movies with my mom. My mom loves going to movies. So.
Man, they're leaving out of town a lot, aren't they?
But last... So
that sounds like somebody unhappy.
You sure like that golden, people, don't you? Hang around a lot. You watch the golden, you go with your mom. Not too many people go with their mom to the movies.
My son's going to go with me. He said, yeah, let's go see it.
Your son's not 40.
What's wrong with hanging with mom, man?
Nothing.
I'm a mama's boy through and through.
That's
no
okay.
shame about it.
He's the only child. I think it's sweet.
Okay.
I think it's really sweet that an adult son would go with him.
And
mom.
We tried to go, but we had to go to Mission Impossible because F1 was sold out. Like, it's still hugely popular.
I was just talking about your sentence, which was, I'm going to go. I'm going to maybe go next week.
Well, I had a small stroke. I think I'm recovered now.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
You guys are going to mess around. It's not even going to be in studios anymore or the movie theaters.
I know.
Anymore.
We already missed it in IMAX and that 4D.
I mean, come on. You got to get with it.
I know.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday, everybody. Going to be partly cloudy today. There's a good chance of rain today. In fact, some areas could get hail.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We are on the Odyssey app. You can go to the app. You can download the program. You got the podcast there. You can listen live. Lots of things you can do on that app, man. So go get it. It's very, very cool. Very cool. And it's free. And
it's free. For you. Yes, it is.
Carson's going to be out today. He's living well, right? You're going to be Live
so
Well
good.
MD.
I really like how you did that Live Well.
What do you mean?
That you added it to a sentence.
Oh, Live Well?
He's living well. Live well. Yeah.
Well, you know they pay me for that. They want me to be cute and clever. So I can do the clever part, not the cute. But
anyway, it's the grand opening. Live Well MD. Go ahead.
They got a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's at 8200 South Syracuse Street and Suite A13. In Centennial, it's right C-470 and Quebec, and it's right by that Vasa right behind it there. I'm doing a register win. You could walk away with Teddy Swims tickets. He's going to be at Red Rocks next month, two shows, and they're giving over $2,000 in services away. We're talking microneedling session. That's worth $500. Hydrafacial, I love those, $275 value. They've got body sculpting, swag bags, and an entire month free of GLP-1 program, their weight loss
so
program.
So what do you think the chances are that you could snag one of those swag bags for Jamie and I? I mean, no, let's have this conversation. They're
$250. Let me finish that. It's 4 to 6 tonight.
Four to six p.m.
He's going to be there 4 to 6, and it's a family affair. The wifey's coming, too. And BJ's going to be there for his birthday.
I'm going to get some body sculpting.
Now what were you saying?
It might take 3 or 4 of them to work on me, though. Spadell, you'd like a swag bag, right?
Oh, I love swag bags.
I'm saying, Carson, if you don't mind, I'm not asking you to steal, but if it comes to that, you got to do it. But they're $250 swag bags. This is like going to the Oscars.
You know what I mean? Right?
You know those bags? Yeah, the gift bags they give out at the Oscars.
Yeah.
I've never really got one in my life.
Yeah.
So I'd kind of like to have one. And this is a perfect opportunity for him to snag a couple
for us. And it is his birthday.
Yeah. I mean, give me a little swag bag.
You want a new, like, skincare serum? We can do that.
I want the swag bag. I want to be surprised.
Well, it'll have some skincare in it.
Yeah, you got some. It's a med spa. So
I don't see you using any kind of skincare ever. Aren't you the 3-in-1 washer?
Suave.
Yeah.
I do. I suave.
Yeah, and it has body wash, conditioner, and hair all in one.
It's an amazing product. How did they come up with that? Think about it. How do you come up with that?
The science?
That's pretty cool.
And the market, a bottle is only $1.99.
Exactly.
Man. Oh, it's the cheapest stuff on the shelf.
Suave.
And probably the best stuff on the shelf.
Probably.
All right, so today from 4 to 6,
yep.
Get this down, folks. If you've been looking for any of these treatments, today's a good day to go out and check it out.
Seriously, without
well,
a doubt.
Yeah, because it's just going to be raining today, so you might as well be inside and getting some stuff done.
That's
it's
right.
Live Well MD again, Live Well MD, and it's a grand opening, so you know they're always generous with the stuff.
They got to get people in.
Forward
check
to
it out.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran, have you ever seen that video that circulates on social media with Ed Sheeran where he's, it's called the Ed Sheeran Peep Show? Have you seen this?
What in the hell? No,
listen to me, okay? It's hysterical, too.
Okay,
so this guy, he's running a peep show, okay? So he's standing on this, it looks like a sleazy New Orleans type street, right?
Okay.
Where people are walking, a lot of pedestrians are walking up and down. And you got these red curtains behind him, and they're covering the doorway like there's a peep show inside. And he calls it the Ed Sheeran Peep Show. And he talks to people as they go by, and he offers them a chance to see the peep show for like $2, okay? And people just walk by, ignore him. I don't want to see a peep show, blah, blah, blah. The people that pay go inside, curtain opens up, and it's Ed Sheeran playing music.
That's pretty crazy.
And yeah, they, awesome. And these people, you've got like couples sitting there that paid $4, and he only gives them like 40 seconds of a song he'll play, and then the show's over. The curtains close, and you leave.
Do they call it the Ed Sheeran? I mean, do they yes. know they're going yeah. to see Ed?
Well, this guy is barking out on the sidewalk saying, Ed Sheeran, right here, $2, $2. Oh, okay. Ed Sheeran, peep show, $2. And everybody's ignoring him.
Okay.
But every now and then, you'll get somebody go, well, it's worth $2. Let's just see what the hell this is all about.
And it's really Ed.
He doesn't yeah. explain to them, hey, it's really Ed Sheeran. Here's what's going to happen. He just does the whole peep show routine, right?
Yeah.
So they walk in, and they get 40, 45 seconds of Ed Sheeran for $2.
I mean, if I saw this guy on the street saying something about Ed Sheeran, I'd be like, okay, buddy.
Yeah, get the hell away from me.
You would, exactly. you would think it was a lookalike.
Yeah.
You know? You probably like thought
and,
it was.
And yeah. when you watch the videos, the people that buy the $2 ticket to go in, they go in and sit there like, okay, what are we about to get? This is crazy. I can't believe we even did this. And all of a sudden, the curtains open. It is Ed Sheeran playing a guitar, singing. It for 45 seconds.
It is crazy.
I feel like Ed needs a hobby.
I think it's hysterical. I think it's hysterical that a guy as big as he is would play along with this stuff.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And bizarre.
It is bizarre. When I first started watching them, I thought, that's not Ed Sheeran. That's got to be something else. But it turns out it's him. He participates in these.
I learn something every day from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not know this at all.
You know me, Jamie. I never stop. I'm always learning.
I also didn't know that you're a fitness buff. You were just telling me about you and your fitness. I guess Colorado yeah. was ranked in the country the fifth fittest, healthiest, fittest, whatever, state in the whole. Did I just stutter?
Yeah,
you did. That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What if I start stuttering?
Yeah.
That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
It would be
bad.
Bad.
Yeah. It'd be disability, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're the fifth healthiest. Was it healthiest or fittest?
Fittest.
Fittest. And BJ said it was because of him, you guys.
Yeah. Well, I keep it up. If I left the state, would plummet. Okay, because I try to keep, and not only that, my family. See, my family, it runs in the family. Yeah. We're all fitters. Yeah. Fitters. We've been fitters all of our life.
Fitters. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
fitters.
Fitters, not fritters.
Right, but fitters yeah.
is what we are. Yeah.
Wow.
The fritter family. I mean, fitter family is
well,
us.
Well, when I told you off the air, I was like, you know, I kind of see it because, like, I know my son and all his friends. They are like outside all the time. They're doing 14ers. They're doing all that stuff. You know, it's the Colorado lifestyle.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. Aren't we always up there, though? I mean, we're always up there.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, whenever one of these studies come out or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
But we're always at the top.
How many 14ers have you done?
14ers?
Yeah.
Ooh, jeez. How many are in the state?
Oh, we did this one.
How many do we have?
There's a bunch.
Oh, my gosh.
We have what?
There's a bunch.
Yeah.
Isn't there like 14 14ers?
No, there's 50 way
something.
More.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, so how many?
58.
Have you 58?
Done? Yeah,
I've done zero. But I'm gonna start.
Okay.
Gonna start.
It's never too late.
I'm on a quest to get us to number one is the fittest state, and I can do that for us. I'll get us there. You wait and see. We have a podcast. We have all kinds of crap. God. It's on the Odyssey app. Go listen to it. Everything from the show this morning is going to be up there. We talked about Uber. Uber is now in this policy they're doing with women can order
awesome.
Women drivers.
Yep.
I think it's a game changer.
Me
I do.
Too.
I think it's for both parties, for men and women. But we talked about that. We talked about my birthday. We talked about all kinds
happy
of stuff.
Birthday, happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Lots of stuff.
Happy birthday. That's so exciting, isn't it? What all are you going to do today?
Nap, for one thing. I get a birthday nap. Yeah. I'll probably have a birthday sandwich.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
It's a full day.
Big day.
Big day. Over at the BJ house. And of course, I'll get my 14er in today.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only got 58 more to go. Right?
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, there's breaking news this morning. It happened just about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's not even making regular Google right now.
Wrestling champion Hulk Hogan has died. Wow. 71 years old.
Oh, poor Hulk Hogan.
You remember, this was rumored a couple of weeks ago. I got a buddy of mine down in Florida that had the scoop on this, said Hulk was really in bad shape. And everybody denied it, said he was in the hospital for something else. And he said, hey, I don't think he's going to make it, according to my sources. I even called the guy, tried to put him on the air with us.
His name's
Bob the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
And tried to get him on the air with us, but he wouldn't go on because he didn't want to push it so far that there might be a lawsuit involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense, I guess.
Didn't they all sue each other anyway?
Yeah. It's been sue over there. But now it appears that Hulk did not make it and has not made it because he's dead at 71 years old. Hulk Hogan.
He was your buddy.
Yeah. I've been to his house two or three times.
I know. Wow. Well, that's a shame.
That is awful.
It is awful.
Okay. Man, oh man, what in the world is going on?
He dies and it's your birthday.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Died on my birthday.
Aww.
Poor Hulk.
Well, now maybe your wife will remember your birthday.
Yeah.
As the She'll anniversary.
Remember the Hulk Hogan death, right?
Oh, man.
That was mean.
What? Why?
Because
you just have to have reasons to remember, like, birthdays and stuff. This is, like, it'll be an anniversary. It'll pop up, and she'll be like, oh, crap, yeah, that's right. This is the anniversary of him dying. It's also my husband's birthday.
Okay, I get it now. But now it starts to make sense.
Yeah, right?
I took it wrong there for a minute.
Should have.
All right, we got to go. That is sad news, though.
It is, right?
Hulk Hogan terrible. Dead at 71 years old. Just broke on TMZ, so I'm sure it's
Looks
true.
Like it's a heart attack.
Oh, it is?
Doesn't it say cardiac arrest called in?
Yeah, TMZ is saying that it was cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
You know, let me just tell you, I was around these guys a lot because they're all out of Tampa, Florida. And I was down there for 15 years. One of my best friends down there was Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh,
Randy and
yeah.
He and I ran together quite a bit back in the day. And then Hulk Hogan and all the crew, Big Sexy and all those guys, every one of them has been so pumped up over the years with steroids,
all the
different things that it takes to look good in the ring. You get what I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah.
And everybody was, it was the risk you took. You know, Randy Savage had a heart attack, same thing as Hogan. He was driving a Jeep up the highway and had a heart attack behind the wheel of the car.
Wow.
Crashed into a tree.
He did?
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, left the road. He and his wife were driving one morning in Safety Harbor, Florida. And he had a heart attack. But it's very common with wrestlers because of their routine.
Yeah, because they're always on roids, right?
Yeah, it seems that way. So,
all right, well, happy birthday.
Pretty sad.
Happy birthday.
Well, okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
Happy
I'll
birthday.
Still have some
It feels awkward.
Yeah, it does.
Especially since you ran with those guys.
Yeah, so it did.
It feels weird. Did. But happy birthday! Yay!
Like
Yay!
I said, I'll still have some ice cream and cake, though.
Okay.
Can't miss out on that.
No.
Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your day. We will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.